Good morning and welcome to Shamrock Radio. We are Beatrice, Simone, Sara and Fabiola, and we have a very exciting lineup for you today. We are going to start with a cooking program.
Hi.
Hi Sara, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Today I will tell you how to make beef and Guinness stew. You will need the following ingredients: beef, butter, peeled carrots, chopped onion, chopped celery stalks, peeled and chopped tomatoes, Guinness beer, chicken or beef stock, flour, tablespoons of vegetable oil, some salt and pepper. Preheat the oven before beginning the recipe. Set it to 80 degrees centigrade. Prepare the meat, place some of the meat on the plate and generously season with the salt and pepper. Brown the meat, place a saucepan on high heat, add the oil and butter and allow the butter to melt. When it is melt, add some of beef piece and remove them from the heat and put them onto a tray. Begin the stew, next put a little more oil into the pan, then add the onions, follow it with carrots and then the celery, and let them cook for a few minutes. Return the meat to the pot with all its juices. Give it a little stir, then add the Guinness beer and the stock, then bring it to a boil. Complete the stew, cover it with a lid. It is now ready to go in the oven. Leave it to stew for 2.5 to 3 hours. Halfway through the cooking process, remove the lid and allow it to cook undercover to reduce the liquid. Remove from oven, garnish with parsley and serve.
Thank you, Sara. And now it's over to Beatrice for the weather forecast.
Hi.
Hi, Beatrice.
Well, today will be mostly cloudy but dry at first, and in the afternoon rain and drizzle will become more persistent. Tomorrow will be cloudy too and windy, but the main temperatures will be normal.
Thank you. We have an exciting guest in the studio. There is Giovanni Trapattoni with Beatrice.
Hi Giovanni Trapattoni, it's a pleasure for me to interview you now.
Me too. I'm happy to speak on your radio about my team.
Okay, coach, you won against Estonia and so you have qualified for the European Championship in Poland and Ukraine.
Yes, it is an excellent result. It was not easy, but we managed to win and to play some spectacular football.
Your group for Europe is composed of Italy, Spain and Croatia. What do you think about these teams?
They are some strong teams. The strongest is Spain, but also Italy plays very well. It will be difficult to continue the tournament, but if we play like I know we can play, we will win.
Okay, coach, you are Italian. How was your experience of Ireland been so far?
It is a beautiful and very quiet country. It has been a really good experience for me.
Okay, I'm sorry, but we have run out of time for the interview. Goodbye and good luck for the European Championships.
Thank you so much. Bye.
And now it's time of the horror story for kids. It was a dark and windy night. We were walking near a graveyard when we heard a scream. We were terrified and we didn't know what to do. It started to rain, so we ran quickly and we didn't see where we were going. We saw an old castle, so we thought that we were not in a dangerous situation. We entered the castle because the door was open, and it closed the moment we were inside. There were candles everywhere that caught fire when the door closed. We shouted, but no one heard us. We went up the stairs and we saw something, but we couldn't identify it. Another door was creaking. We were afraid again, but we wanted to know who was behind the wall. We waited for a few minutes and the door slammed. We walked in and we saw a ghost. He had his head in his hand. It was full of blood. We were petrified. We wanted to run away, but we couldn't do anything. The ghost asked us a question.
Who has killed me?
We didn't know who he was. We didn't know anything about him. so we couldn't answer him his question. He told us to go away, but we were interested to know who he was and who killed him. So we started to search for some clues. We went into some rooms and we found a bloody knife. So we knew what weapon had been used for the crime. In another room, there was a letter near the ghost corpse. The letter said that his brother was happy about his death because now he could take all his brother's money. We come back to him and we told him what he had discovered. He was angry, but he thanked us. Then we went away, but we fell down and a car ran over us, so we died. Okay, now the transmission is ended. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.